I can tell you this much,
the bellmaker said, stroking his beard thoughtfully.
Martin said some things to me in my dream last night, of which I can only speak later on. But the first words he spoke I will repeat now. They went like this. With 16 more faces at table, bellmaker recalls his quest. At daylight's last gleam, you'll remember my words whilst you were at rest.
Formal scratched his velvety head, saying,
What do it all mean, sir?
Joseph shrugged, but Sextus nodded wisely.
It means that Martin will reveal all when the time is right.
Joseph continued walking to the abbey.
I'm glad you said that, Sextus,
he said,
because beyond those few words, the whole thing is very hazy. I can't remember anything else Martin said.
The Father Abbot deliberately steered the conversation away from his friend's dream, knowing that if Martin had spoken, all would be revealed in good time. He held up a paw.
Listen, Joseph. I love to hear the sound of your bell.
Scented orchard blossom fragrance lay heavy on the summer evening air as the great Joseph bell boomed out its warm brazen message, calling all Redwallers to cease their chores and come to Great Hall for the day's main meal. A group of Dibbons, small mice, moles, squiddles and hedgehogs trooped round the south gable from the orchard. Singing lustily, they marched paw in paw. They stopped to let their elders pass indoors first. Bowing politely and scrubbing paws across strawberry-stained faces, they chanted dutifully.
Good evening, Father Abbot. Evening, Joseph, sir. Evening to you all, sir.
Sextus raised his eyebrows, peering at them over the spectacles balanced on his nose. He said,
Well, good evening to you, young sirs and ladies. Pray tell me, where are you all off to?
Scrubbing furiously at her face, a little mole maid replied,
Why, for eat dinner, sir. Us has worked hard all day.
Joseph surveyed the guilty-looking band. Pursing his lips in mock severity, he said,
Guarding the strawberry patch against robbers, no doubt. A very difficult job, I'd say, eh?
A tiny mouse babe, covered from ear to tail with strawberry pulp and seeds, puffed out his chest and squeaked,
Most hardest job I do'd in all my life, sir.
Formal prodded the babe's swollen stomach gently.
Brr, you'm sure he can manage dinner at all yon hard work he done?
An equally small mole patted the mouse babe heartily.
Oh, hi, serpenty conjurer. He be a growing child and needing lots of dinner, don't he, matey?
The mouse babe nodded vigorous agreement. Sextus looked to Formal and Joseph, giving them a quick wink.
What do you think, sirs? Do these warriors deserve dinner as a reward for guarding our strawberries?
Formal scratched his chin with a hefty digging claw.
Aye, I do believe they do, sir. Though they'm look in need of a good scrubbing first.
Oh, yes. We can't have them sit in a table like that.
The bellmaker agreed judiciously.
All stained and scarred from their long, hard duties. Right, line up here, all down to the shallow edge of the abbey pond. First one back and cleanest washed gets the biggest dinner. Ready, get set, go!
Red Hall!
The Dibbons sped off helter-skelter, shaking with laughter. The three friends strode into dinner.